96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Our Newsmaker 3 guest joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line is a Village Elementary PE teacher, Andy Battenfield. Tour to Village, our focus here with this particular interview.
Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing great as well. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. It sounds like everything's just about locked and loaded here for Tour to Village. When is this going to be, and what type of format are we talking about here for the event?
This is an all-virtual event, and it's going to run from May 7th to May 15th, so we kind of give people a couple different weekends if they only can do their run or their ride on a weekend. And we know, like, there's Mother's Day coming up and graduations and that sort of thing, so we're trying to cover a couple of different weekends so they have more time to be able to get that run and ride in.
All right, so it's the Village 5K Run and Ride. Tour de Village is the official name. Well, Andy, how can people get more information, get signed up for this?
We have a website, and the best way to probably find that is on the Village Elementary Facebook page or the Village Elementary PTO Facebook page. There should be a link on there where they can get to our run sign-up account, and then that's probably the easiest way to be able to get signed up for either the run and the ride. And also, I should add that we have a youth account, or a youth way to sign up for a smaller price.
So it's a 5K and 20-mile bike ride, and so basically you're saying choose your route, go where you want?
Yes, that is an option for sure. We do have routes that we put up there so people could use, or if they have their favorite route they want to do,
okay.
If they just want to go to the Anderson Building and take a few laps there, that'd be great too.
Good deal. Andy, why is this such a big deal here for Village Elementary? And why has it been such a big deal for Village Elementary for years, even with the change in format that we've had here the last couple of times?
This is a fundraiser for our Village PTO, and they do a lot of things for our school. Like, they provide field trips for every grade level. They help bring special guest authors in for the librarian so that the students can meet authors. They provide meals for teachers at, like, PTO meeting, or I'm sorry, parent-teacher conference meetings. And they also give us free books for all the students. So every student gets a free book at some point of the school year. And then at the end of the year, here coming up, like every student will get a treat, usually like a small Sonic drink or something like that for at the end of the year celebration.
So do you get a lot of family support with this, Andy?
We do get quite a bit of Village families, and that's kind of why we wanted to get on here, so maybe we can kind of spread the word.
Sure.
And this is open for anybody to do, and also it is a super series event, so that would be an option for those people who are looking for another race or run or ride,
so,
to be able to add to their super series list.
You bet, super series through the Emporia Rec Commission. Of course, Amanda Gutierrez down there, who I think with Amanda Cunningham were very instrumental in starting this, I think.
Yes, they were.
A number of years ago. So what's it cost to participate, Andy?
It is $25 for the 5K run and ride, and it's $15 for the youth run. We don't have a ride version for the youth.
Okay. So, Andy, once again, virtual format, tell us how we can get involved.
All right. So go to the Village Elementary PTO Facebook page or the Village Elementary Facebook page itself, and there should be a link on there that gets you to run sign up. And then from run sign up, you'd be able to sign up for our event.
All right. Well, Andy, really appreciate your time here. Anything else that we're missing that you wanted to convey here to us today?
The only other thing, I just want to thank all of the sponsors that the local businesses and things that gave us donations so that we could help get this off the ground and keep it going and making it one of our better fundraisers.
All right. So school is nearly done. Andy, has been a good year.
Yes, it has. I'm stoked about this year. It's been such a great year.
Well said. What makes it so good?
Well, last year was not the best year, obviously, and I wasn't able to be face to face very much as the specials teacher here at Village. This year, I've been face to face with all the kids the whole entire year. So that's been my greatest thing for the year, I guess.
Well, thanks for all you do, Andy, and congratulations on your many accomplishments, too. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks, Andy.
Yep, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah,
you too.
Andy Battenfield, PE teacher. Village Elementary School, the Tour de Village. 5K run and ride.
Yeah, virtual format taking place here this year and starting this weekend. Want to let you know that tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour is going to be, again, busy. We'll have Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon, who will be talking about the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, which is coming up a week from Saturday. That'll be around 8:20. Tyrell Hayden will be talking about LaGrind for the 8:40 Newsmaker 3 slot, and LaGrind, again, coming up here this weekend. And also, don't forget that Talk of Emporia moving from today at 11:06 to tomorrow at 10:06 because of early Royals, and Carol Strickland and Ken Weaver are confirmed. Other guests quite possibly here for the program talking about the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
All right. Induction ceremonies for 2 years will take place this summer.
Yeah, it's going to be two ceremonies in one.
That's exactly right. So, looking forward to getting Ken Weaver and Carol Strickland in for our Talk of Emporia program tomorrow. Again, moved due to Royals baseball, moving up their start time today. Because they're trying to beat the weather. So 12:10, first pitch, pregame at noon. And that's why all these dominoes are falling.
Like they were a couple of days ago, yeah.
It's been a change on the move kind of week here due to the weather and Major League Baseball. So the Royals and Cods today at 12:10, first pitch. So, and hopefully they'll be able to beat the weather. Looks like it could rain any time. What's that radar look like right now?
Well, right now we're tentatively okay. We've got showers and thunderstorms that are, again,